We're going to turn this over to Ryan Baldwin for a little audio grab bag. And this segment is brought to you by our friends at the Sante Center for Healing and Mark Spain Real Estate.
Thank you, Jacob Dedamore.
You're welcome, Ryan Baldwin.
So we've mentioned a couple of times that, for example, Craig Rosengarten is the pound-for-pound e-brake champion.
Yes.
Right? The number of nominations and wins he gets for the amount of time that he is on air is just
stunning.
Astronomical. It's
yeah.
Stunning. And I think EA has kind of joined the pantheon of pound-for-pounds in terms of drops per time on air as well. We get a ton of drops from him.
Wait, what the fuck is that?
Exactly. Every single time we have some EA content, we have more drops.
Now, to be fair, he is at a bit of an advantage over someone like Rosengarten because of his podcast. And that's where
true.
We get a lot of his drops from.
Recently, sure, but we also got a lot of those just from his time filling in the Hardline, producing for DJ, which he gets a lot.
Exactly, it's sunshine.
But I think on our very own crew right here in the morning, we have a new pound for pound, or a fellow pound for pound. One Jacob Dedamore, in his time here at the Ticket, has more songs associated with him than anybody else. Because you've been here for how long, Mr. Dedamore?
I've been now with the station almost 6 years.
6 years, and yet it seems like every month we have another song associated with Daddy. You heard the Daddy Psycho theme right there. I believe the first one we have on record goes back to a White Elephant Day of 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Played by one Corbett Davidson.
Every time he talks, Mino doesn't care, slumping in his chair. Danny feels the same, his voice it causes pain, just like Sahara rain. They just can't conceive just why he doesn't leave, so they can get some peace.
Jacob Dedamore.
It's Jacob Dedamore.
Jacob Dedamore.
He's Jacob Dedamore.
Jacob Dedamore.
He's Jacob Dedamore. He makes their ears so sore. It's Jacob Dedamore.
There you go. A little White Elephant for Corby. And I believe he had another one that year as well about, was it EA? No, who was the... He had another song that year as well for besides you. But you are a classically trained singer, and I think that is part of why...
That's his sports flex.
Yes, we end up with songs that are just about you, by you, and
I think it's mainly just because my coworkers hate me.
No, I think
I think
there are some times where you try to put yourself out there. For example, on Norm's retirement day.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
are we
Hang
back,
on, Norm? Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Dan Bennett said, "Come on," and showed you where to go. You made the best of this test, and that is why you got to make the choice and decide that now it's time. That choice was unpredictable, but in the end was right. We hope you had the time of your life.
That's the Daddy.
You want me to keep going? Don't
no, thank. That's great.
Hey, good pal.
I have two favorite moments from the audio clip there.
Okay.
Number one is telling a Radio Hall of Famer on his last day.
Hang on, Norm.
To hang on. And then also asking him if it's okay if he kept going.
That's the Daddy.
The Donnie Belly laugh, I think, is the most underrated part of that entire thing. But so, you know, I mm-hmm. respect the gesture, Daddy.
Absolutely.
You're trying to honor him on his last day. And, you know, to be fair, you're not the only one who has.
By the way, I asked if I asked a certain former producer of Norm by the name of Sean Bass. I just said, would you want me to do this? Is this a good idea? You know, it's not like I just threw it in there.
It's not the Cold War, right?
Actually,
was that one about the
Cold
War?
No, that was not about the Cold War, Sean. It was not.
So, I mean, you sang that song really well.
And to be fair, it's a win-win because either it was going to be very touching, mm-hmm. which it was, or it was also going to give us an e-break, which it also did. So but to, in your defense,
Sean led me down the road like a lamb to slaughter.
Okay.
You're not the only one who has had songs written about them. In fact, another White Elephant Day, Lando, you might remember
this one.
Another Corby Davidson special about us.
Well, Lando was a mystery. Reddish hair, a bit poorly. He tucked his shirt in every day.
Boy, that
not true.
Long.
We wondered if that boy was gay. Lando's stock began to grow. Doing lame-ass weekend shows.
That's true.
He wanted to be on the team.
I feel like that's a shot at me, too.
I think you were doing with Dot at the time.
The cat
oh,
yeah,
it was. True.
Saying no.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mark Followell.
The ticket ticker legend say, who is this guy anyway?
Eats granola every day.
And then
while doing tickers for our show.
George was much nicer about his verse about me. But I want to get to our final two songs here because, of course, we can't go a segment.
Yes, we can.
About Daddy songs without playing the hit of not only Ticket Stock,
mm-hmm.
but Summer Chill.
What could this possibly be?
Oh, I wonder. Excuse me while I take off my headsets again.
You don't have to be so defensive about it.
I've heard this song now 20 times in the last 2 weeks.
I've heard it more.
Okay.
Same.
Unlike you, I'm not playing it on repeat on my phone.
Bam, lam.
Black Daddy, bam a lamb. Whoa, Black Daddy, bam a lamb. Black Daddy talking jive, bam a lamb. I want to talk to black guys, bam a lamb. He's got a voice that's got, bam a lamb. He knows he can't deny, bam a lamb. Whoa, Black Daddy, bam a lamb. Whoa, Black Daddy, bam a lamb.
A song that has been put into the Mount Rushmore of Time Waster songs by all the hosts. And our final one here on our audio grab bag. The most recent edition, I believe, is this was sent to Whip by a P1.
Oh, yes.
The Daddy Remix. I don't know the actual name, but.
This is greatness.
The P1s are very creative.
Yes.
They send us some good stuff.
It's Dallas, Texas. What do you play? It's Dallas, Texas. What do you play?
Stop
it's
taking Dallas, your headphones
what
off.
It's Dallas, Texas.
What do you play?
I'm also a fan.
Yeah, I'm freaking
fan.
This is a jam.
It's Dallas, Texas.
I'm also
what do you play?
Brother from another mother. Brother from another mother.
So there you go. Jacob Dedamore, the pound for pound song associated champion here at the ticket in terms of number of years spent, songs written about them.
That last song, by the way, is so incredible. In how it's mixed and mastered. It's a jam.
It is.
It should be played at every nightclub.
Boy, that would be the worst open. Can you imagine opening a nightclub and DJ's like, everybody put your hands
okay,
up.
Okay, but imagine you're going out to a club in Dallas and you hear it's Dallas, Texas.
What do you think? Okay, no, I'm in. Yeah. But it's a very niche, specific local nightclub jam. There you go. That's some fun with audio. It's 6:50 on the ticket.
Are
Ryan
we done?
Baldwin.
Are we done?
We are. Oh,
okay.
Ryan Baldwin, Jacob Dedamore, Kevin Landrum.